This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that, hallelujah, that the Lord has allowed us to go through this day. And we are thankful and grateful to be alive, to be on top of the ground. And the ground is not on top of us. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under that mighty hand tonight, just to thank you and praise you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties and anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. High as man, Calvary's cross, anointed as a clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the anointing of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, just to have his way here this night, we pray, in accordance with your perfect will. To be established and done. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible in mind, I would like you to open up to the book of Romans, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, and we're going to be looking at verse 5 through 7, and also the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 34. And the word of God reads in Romans, chapter 8, verses 5 through 7. For they are after the flesh, do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is intimate against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither can indeed be. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, the B clause of the verse says, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Just for the next few minutes, I ask you to pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word of God. Tonight we want to be talking about renewing your mind transforms your heart. Renewing your mind, your own mind, transforms your own heart. The grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Your heart lies where your mind wanders. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, it says, for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of your own self. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, creation, created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Renewing your mind transforms your heart. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the mind and the heart must both be engaged in this process, because to have faith in God, you must believe and trust God. Believing requires the mind, but to trust someone, it requires the heart. So, child of God, the heart refers to the part of a human being that controls the desires, the emotions, hopes, dreams, and other intangible parts of our being. Whereas the mind refers to the part of a human being that controls the intellect, the reasoning, and the thoughts. Yes, your mind and your heart are both needed for spiritual, biblical faith. People of God, genuine faith affects the way we live as believers of Christ. People of God, our lives as children of His will only be lived for God if we truly trust Him. Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, renewing your mind transforms your heart. Therefore, the mind and the heart must both be changed through the power of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 37, Jesus said unto the lawyer, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind and with all thy soul. Renewing your mind transforms. Again, we are reminded in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 34, the B clause of the verse. It says, by the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Yes, beloved, people of God, it is impossible to say that we have a spiritual man and continue to live after the fleshly man. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 9 and 10, the word of God says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the minds, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds. Yes, beloved, the heart and the mind are very close to each other in its interactions. Renewing your mind transforms your heart. What comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles a person. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening, those that will be listening at a later date. Renewing your mind transforms your heart. What comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles a person. So, beloved, our heart reveals our true condition. It reveals and it reflects our true identity. Yes, our heart, our own heart, as individuals, it reveals our true condition. And it also reflects our true identity. You see, God is not looking at your appearance on the outside, as man do. No, God looks at your heart, because your heart is the center of all your actions and true motives. Yes, this is bare to be repeated. God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that sits high and look low, that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He is not looking at your outside appearance as man does. No, God looks at your heart, because your heart is the center of all your actions and true motives. You see, true godliness and heart transformation is obtained by the supernatural grace of God. True godliness, not trying to fake it to make it. True godliness, having your life right with God. True godliness and heart transformation is obtained by the supernatural grace of God. It's only by God's grace that we are who we are in Him. Renewing your mind transforms your heart. Believers of Christ, God never intended for us to live in defeat and to live in sin. So the Bible says He has good thoughts towards us, thoughts of peace, thought of us being overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. Yes, God's heart gets very grief whenever intent of the thoughts of His people in their hearts are evil. To believers of Christ, only through a supernatural encounter with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of all things, can we fully experience a heart transformation. Renewing your mind transforms your heart. You see, no amount of self-will or effort on our part can transform a heart or try to control it, because it is human nature that will never change. It's nature. The nature of the heart will never change without God's help. So believers of Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one that we confess as our personal Savior, didn't just remove our sins. No, Jesus destroyed and killed the very nature of sin in our heart. So, beloved, God wants your whole heart. He don't want only part of it. He wants the whole you. In the book of Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, they call the verse says, "For as a man, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." You see, your thoughts control your actions. Beloved of Christ, when God is in your heart, you can think right, you can do right, and you can live right. So, wisdom says, be careful about what comes to your mind. Again, beloved, we are reminded in Matthew 12, verse 34, the B clause of the verse, it says that out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Yes, when your heart, when your mind is clear and right with God, when you think the thoughts of Christ after him, when you have the mind of Christ, you are being transformed by the words of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, renewing your mind transforms your heart. So where the heart goes, the mind will follow. Yes, my brothers and sisters of Christ, renewing your mind transforms your heart. Believers of Christ, to have an intimate relationship with God, you will have to engage your heart, and to have a true relationship with God, you will have to engage your mind. Yes, child of God, to have an intimate relationship with God, you will have to engage your heart. And to have a true relationship with God, you have to engage your mind. You see, God desires for us to love him very passionately and truly. Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 through 7, in the Lord, always. Again, I say, I will say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, that the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, beloved, renewing your mind transforms your heart. People of God, believers of Christ, our born again experience that happened to us spiritually, daily, we should thank God for that spiritual awakening, for that born again experience, because it just didn't save our souls from hell, but it provided us with freedom from our life of sin and demonic oppression, from demon oppression. It also provided us with a new mind for each of us. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So set your mind, followers of Christ. Set your mind and keep your mindset on Jesus. Set your mind and things which is above. You see, the higher things, this is the key to resisting temptation. Believers of Christ, renewing your mind is an ongoing process. It doesn't happen overnight. But as we walk with Christ on a daily basis, Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So believers of Christ, every day you have to, or you need to, take time to study the Word of God, so that you can purposely think according to what it says. Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, and what man need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, believer of Christ, you need to make progress spiritually each and every day, so that you can keep your mind renewed and help you to grow in your relationship with God. See, the word of God says in 1 Peter 1:13, wherefore girt up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end. For the grace that is to be brought unto you and the revelation of Jesus Christ. Beloved, as followers of Christ, we need to get all the junk in our minds out of our way, so that we can keep running our race, Christ Jesus, and to have the victory that God wants us to have. Yes, child of God, if you will continue to set your mind on God's word by renewing your mind with his truth. You see, God's truth, you will experience the fullness of a new life that you can have in Jesus Christ. All it takes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is a little more progress one day at a time. Renewing your mind transforms. Again, beloved, if you will commit to set your mind on God's word by renewing your mind with his truth, God's truth, you will experience the fullness of a new life that you can have in Jesus Christ. Yet Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We have to be reminded of this, that your heart lies where your mind wanders. So wisdom would say, guard your heart and your mind, because God's will for your life is for you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. According to 3 John, verse 2. Yes, beloved. People of God, always kingdom focus. Keeping your eyes set on Jesus Christ. Until the end of your faith race. Fight the good fight of faith. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it springs the issues of life. Child of God, be careful about what comes in your heart. Thank you.
I need thee, oh, I
Lord, praise the Lord. Indeed, we need the Lord each and every day of our lives, even during this pandemic, amen. Hallelujah, when things look bleak, when things look like it's totally, there is no hope. We can always have hope in God because he's the God that is able, willing, and willing to meet our each and every need and turn things in our favor. This is a season where we have to lean not to our own understanding, but to ask God to help us because he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. That's the type of God that we serve. We just thank God for each and every one that's listening tonight, those that are will be listening at a later date. We thank God for you. We pray that God will meet your each and every need, answer your each and prayer according to his will. We pray that he'll honor your requests. Keep moving forward in the Lord. Stand faith, regardless of what may come. Hallelujah. Is only here for a season. God is greater than whatever we have to encounter on this Christian journey of ours, from earth to heaven. Yes, and yet tonight we are talking about renewing your mind transforms your heart. So guard your heart, brothers and sisters in Christ. Guard your heart as well as your mind. Because God's will for our lives is for us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. People of God, always be kingdom-minded. Yes, we are in this world, but we're not of it. We're only here for a set time, temporarily. So that's why we have to look onto the hills from which coming our help. Our help coming from the Lord. Look up, because your Redeemer draweth nigh. Keep your eyes set on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, until the end of your faith race. Continue to fight the good fight of faith. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow shall spring the issues of life. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, be careful about what comes into your mind. Keep thinking pure thoughts. Get God's word into your heart. Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divide asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Renewing your mind transforms your heart. Where your heart lies is where your mind wanders. You are what you speak. From the heart, the mouth speaketh. Get your heart right, and everything will fall into place. Believers of Christ, to set your mind on things above is to look at life from God's perspective and to seek after what God desires. I'm going to say it again. Believers of Christ, to set your mind on things above is to look at life from God's perspective and to seek after what God desires. Remember, child of God, your life are hidden, kept safe, concealed under the authority and covering of God's sheltering care. So guard your heart for out of it are the issues of life. Beloved, the condition of your heart, it affects all areas of your life. It affects your spirit, your soul, and body. The condition of your spiritual heart is very important, because the heart is where the issues of life comes from. The biblical meaning is defined by the seat of our mind, will, and emotions. So again, just for a reminder, in Proverbs 4, verse 23, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Guarding our spiritual heart should be our highest priority, child of God. You see, people with hardened hearts, they are unable to recognize the reality of the supernatural. Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 15, for this people's heart is grown gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I will heal them. People with hardened heart become blind to their attitudes and their actions. Yes, beloved, when our hearts are very hardened, we're unable to see the sin in our lives. And we try to keep focusing on sin. You see, your heart lies where your mind wanders. Believers of Christ, hardness of one's heart leads to justification of sin. You see, the battle for sin always starts in the mind. Child of God, don't believe everything you think, because your minds are broken by sin. The word of God says in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, it says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So, beloved, just because you get a thought, it doesn't mean that it is correct. Bible says in 1 John 1, verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive our own selves, and the truth is not. So in order for us as followers of Christ to learn in the battle for the mind, it's for us to guard our heart. Guard our heart from garbage, from the speaking, thinking. If you put mental into your mind, you will get garbage coming out of your life. Where it says in Proverbs 15, verse 4, a wise person is hungry for knowledge, while a fool feeds on trash. Renewing your mind transforms the child of God in your Christian life. If you want to be healthy and successful, fix your mind on the right thing. God has called us to faithfulness and fruitfulness as well. So what consumes your mind controls. What consumes your mind controls your heart. Yes, God cares about your mind. God cares about his people, his children. Bible says in Psalms 19, verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You see, God sees what you think in your heart and in your mind. And he will hold you accountable for them. So, beloved, every day, thoughts inspired by other folks in our environment, and evil spirits will come knocking on the door of your mind. While you can't prevent the thoughts from coming to the door of your mind, but you can choose which thoughts you're going to allow inside. Child of God, whatever you allow to fill your mind will eventually show up in your life. I'm going to say that again. For those that are writing it, notes, beloved, believer of Christ, whatever you allow to fill your mind will eventually show up in your life. So keep your heart, your mind, with all diligence. Out of it springs the issues, the experience, and events of life. Child of God, you cannot fill your mind with worldly thinking and ungodly entertainment, with unclean language and images, with fear filling, filled imaginations. Then expect your life to be filled with the blessings and promises of God. Yes, beloved, you cannot fill your mind with worldly thinking and ungodly entertainment, with unclean language and images, with fear-filled imagination. Then expect your life as a child of God to be filled with the blessing and promises of God. Beloved, you are what you think. Again, whatsoever you allow to captivate your thoughts will eventually control your life. Your heart lies where your mind wanders. The first step to renewing your mind is to take ownership of your own thought life. So become aware of what and how you think. It is an important step to developing a new mindset that reflects the plan and purpose of God. Evaluate your thought life by examining your feelings. We don't go by feelings. We are people of faith. We are led by the Spirit of God. Bible says in the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, if then you were raised in Christ. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Child of God, mindsets are hard to change. You see, in order to change wrong mindsets, you need to exchange your thoughts by new ones. You must feed your mind, your heart, on the truth of God's word, and keep those right images in our mind until they replace our old mindset. Be focused and reminded again on 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So focus your mind on Jesus Christ, the one that died for us, the one that rose from the dead, rose up with all power in his hand. Meditation is simply the practice of focused thinking. So don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, men are to always pray and don't faint or lose heart. You see, God will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Child of God, your mind and emotional health takes on the character of the thoughts you feed them. Your mind and emotional health takes on the character, feed them. So renewing your mind transforms your heart. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, it is very important that we as followers of Christ give a specific diet of God's word to our minds. Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Here Paul, the apostle, is reminding the Philippians, do both what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do it. Do them. And the God of peace shall be with you. Again, my brothers and sisters of Christ, Remember, our mind has to be rooted in truth. Our thoughts needs to be respected. Our thoughts needs to respect God, others, and ourselves. Always think honorably about others. Our mind needs to be fair on things that reflect righteousness, justice, and the kingdom of God. Your mind, my mind, as a believer of Christ, needs to feed on things that reflect righteousness, justice, and the kingdom of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters of Christ, tonight we are talking about renewing your mind, transforms your heart. Again, the mind and the heart must both be engaged in the salvation process. Because to have faith in God, you must believe and trust Him. Believing requires the mind. But to trust someone, it requires the heart. So, child of God, the heart to the point of a human being that controls the desires, the emotions, the hopes and dreams, and other intangible parts of our beings. Whereas the mind refers to the part of a human being that controls the intellect, the reason, and the thoughts. Yes, the mind and the heart are both needed for biblical faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that He is who He say He is. And He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So people of God, genuine faith, having faith in God, it affects the way we live because our lives as children of God will only be lived for Him if we trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge Him. And He shall direct your path. So, child of God, as we come to a close, therefore the mind and the heart must both be changed through the power of the Holy Spirit. We just hope and pray that was something that was said tonight that have encouraged you to go on a little bit further in the things of God. We just hope and pray that by the anointing of the Spirit of the living God, that the Holy Spirit will bring back to remembrance everything that was said this night. In Jesus' and precious and holy name we pray for our glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise God for you, Apostle. Thank you so much for joining our broadcast this evening. We hope that you've gotten something that will help you throughout the rest of the week and through your life. If so, and if not, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your friends and family and have them join us also every Tuesday evening, every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd appreciate your presence. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussion on, please write to Apostle Tebow or myself at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, we thank God for your presence and your participation, your support, and we pray that you have a blessed week. Remember, God is in control of everything, and if you're going to worry about it, there's no need to pray about it. If you're going to pray about it, leave it in His hands and enjoy your week. God bless.